Ramesh chapter 11, Mishnah 3. Chamesh nashim shenisarvu v'ladosahim. So five women are married, and they have kids, and the kids get mixed up. Right? So we don't know which kid is which. There's a balagan in the hospital over there, and they don't know which kid is which. And so all these five kids are mixed up. So gdilu hatarava. So these children grow up, and they still. There's no clarity as to exactly which child belongs to which mother. And Vinasu Nashim, and they all get married, they grow up and they get married, Vamasu, and then they all die. All of them die. And the assumption over here is that they've all got one brother. Let's say they've all got at least one brother. So the brother needs to do Yibum or Chalitza with his late brother's wife. But the problem is, he doesn't know who his late brother's wife is, because he doesn't know who his late brother is. So this is the mission. What we do in this case is, Abba Chultzin L'Achas, four of the living brothers do Chalitza with one of the women. They take a woman, right? They pick a woman. Four of them do Chalitza with her. Ve'echad me'yabam oisa. And one of them marries her with Yibum. Because either she's his Yibum, and so he's done a proper Yibum, or she's just completely unrelated to him, and it's just a normal marriage. So that's what they do. So four of them do Chalitza, one of them does Yibum. And then who? Ushleisha Chultzin Lacheris. Then him and three of the others do Chalitza, then they take the next woman. And him, the guy got married, and three others do Chalitza. Mm. And then someone else marries her.
Until they're done.
And so Nimsu Arba Chalitzos V'Yibum L'chol Achas V'Achas. And so every woman will get four Chalitzas and one Yibum and one marriage. So
even though she's married by Yibum already, she'll still have Chalitza by the other.
No, so either she's done Chalitza, either the real guy's mixed up in there. Mm-hmm. Either she's done Chalitza or Yibum with the real guy. And she'll be married to one of them, either by Yibum or by normal marriage. It works.
And then their offspring,
whatever way you look at it,
Do these women have any choice in the Yibum?
No, well, the problem over here is that if they don't follow this route, they can never get married to anyone else. Unless they all do Chalitza with her. I don't know why they could all do Chalitza with her. Yeah.
Seems like
he doesn't bring that as an option, but I mean, that would seem to be obvious, that they all do Chalitza with her. Because then, for sure, she's free. Right?